it's Christmas Eve. You guys, listen. Okay, so here's the deal. I feel the overwhelming embrace of gratitude and love and joy and just complete fulfillment within my entire being. My family is coming down or up, wherever they're coming from, and I get to spend this quality time with them. Put your device away and just be in the now. Be the present for Christmas by being in the now, by being completely here to embrace and not somewhere else in a different dimension of time and space by having your phone in your hands. I feel an overwhelming sense of just joy, and I'm just taken aback because I feel like, you know, as kids we are just like so pumped for Christmas and we got these presents, and we didn't realize that the presence was the presence of family and friends and love and divine guidance. We did not realize that when we were younger. And if you did realize that when you were younger, blessed are you to have walked since you were younger in the light and the know of you are the presence. You are. You are. So I just, I got to spend my morning really being able to speak with divine beings that are very wise, and everyone is wise. Everyone is a teacher, and everyone is teaching you something, and it's just about how you are learning it, and how you're receiving it. That's a better act, or better words to say, is it's how you receive it is how the lesson's going to be learned and absorbed and utilized for, you know, your path, your journey. So I feel like beyond grateful to have people in my life that help me remember things that I forget, and just spending time with people that can you can communicate with and really dive deep in with them, and being able to have people around you that will speak about the plant medicine journeys and how it has helped them. And by them giving you tools to utilize is really, really cool, because, you know, none of us have it all figured out. We don't know shit about fuck, and we don't know fuck about shit. So once you realize that, everything can continue to be a teaching. Everything can continue to be something for you to learn from. Stay teachable, because, man, when I put a hold on absorbing and really being teachable back when I was in seventh grade. A very big life event happened, and things changed for me, and I stopped learning. I gave away my power to retain knowledge and to sit in the now and to be present enough to be able to absorb the information that I was being given. So now that I am in that place to be still and know, and it's so crazy to hear these little sayings that you've heard throughout your life, and then to utilize these sayings because now they make sense to you. Now you understand them, like respect your elders. I thought it was blindly you had to respect everyone that was older than you, and it's not that. It's respecting the knowledge and respecting what the ones that came before you were trying to tell you, and by little things like little key words and key phrases that they gave you, that once you dove in to yourself, you could utilize these phrases and these things to benefit your path, your walk, and to kind of help you see things. So it's very beautiful, you guys. It's beautiful. I had spent the morning talking and being present with my presence, and it's something I talked about with one of my fellow brothers, and we were talking about, you know, their experience, his experience, and I was giving, you know, just a little bit of what I say, what I try to do to help, because we all have tools to help us, and some tools work better than the others, and some tools work better for this person or this person, or this one will work better for this one. But for me, one of my go-to tools is the observer tool, the magnifying glass, the way to look back, the butterfly effect. I like to go back into those times, because I held on to a lot of things. I can hold on to certain moments. I know all of you can, where you had your power stripped from you. Someone said something, someone did something, big life changed, for you, and something happened to hurt you. And for me, it was multiple things. I gave away my power easily, because words to me affected me, and I had lived in my mental space. I had closed off my heart space, for absorption, and just freely flowed out of my heart space for everyone else around me, and I didn't keep any of that heart space. So when I try to give people advice, when they are telling me their journeys and their stories, it's always nice to hear that, because then I can hear how medicine is kind of steering them and how medicine's working with them. So I had the opportunity to share the way I can do it without medicine, the ways that I can kind of go into my points of hurt and love those points of hurt to death. That's one of the things I have picked up is, oh my God, I just love you to death. Well, for me, I go back into time. I go back into the situations that were most trying for me, the ones that hurt me the most, the ones that I bury deep, my secretive hurts, my secretive pain, the things that kept me who I was for that time, the hurts, the hang-ups, the programs, the agendas. It's, you know, it's how I learn how to break that and deconstruct the program. And so when I talk with someone and they kind of direct me how medicine is directing them, I was so drawn into be able to tell, you know, my brother to say, you know, for me, that's what medicine did for you, is kind of how I am deconstructing the program. I use the medicine as almost like your car's broke down, you need jumper cables, because the car still works, you're just battery's not going. So I used that as for me, those jumper cables are being able to tell someone, hey, go back into times that are hurtful for you, when you were a kid, when you were an adult, whatever. We were all dealing with something at one time, that someone did something, said something. And words for me, I dealt with physical abuse, but words for me hurt for some reason. It sticks in stones, baby, right? But for me, mental abuse was always what was the worst in my scenario and in my path. So I give information like, go back to that time. So I'll give an example. So in seventh grade, I had a teacher, and I had an older sister that was like the brains of the entire operation. Pinky in the brain, I'm Pinky, you know, she was the brain. Well, she excelled in school, and we had the same English teacher. So in seventh grade, the English teacher that had taught both me and my sister had said to me, man, you sure do look a lot like your sister, but you're not as smart as her. She's got the brains. Why can't you be more like her? And I have already, you know, by the time I was in seventh grade, felt that fucking way. My sister's overachieving, making straight A's, and I'm in the fourth grade making A's, B's, and fucking C's. So I had already struggled with that self-conscious thing where I wasn't progressing as quick as she was, and I like to talk more, and I like to be artistic, and I like to do all these other things, and I want to play in the dirt, and I want to go sing with the birds, and I want to play with frogs, and I want to get the bugs and make them a home so they're safe from predators. And so all these things I wanted to do that just didn't fit this construct, this society's vision for what they had for me. So whenever that teacher had said that to me in seventh grade, you're just not near as smart as her. You know, what's your problem? So automatically there had to have been something wrong with me. Well, if there's something wrong with me, then I can't learn. Well, then that's just how it is, you know. And as a kid, you believe adults because I was told to respect my elders. Well, you don't respect the venom that they spit out. You might respect them to the sense where you take in, you know, their teachings, but you don't have to take in their venom. You can suck that motherfucker right the fuck out your skin and spit it out. But at the time, I had already been programmed. I was the baby of the family. I wasn't this, I wasn't that. I was too little for this, too little for that. And so I have to go back to that point in time, and I had to tell my teacher, like, hey, I'm okay, and I hope you're okay, and I hope you know that you're pure love, and whatever you're dealing with is not true. Whatever someone said to hurt you, you don't have to say it back to me. You don't have to. I literally loved this teacher to death. I loved her until she popped out of my mind and she faded away. And that's just the kind of the a little bit of tools and teachings I can bestow upon people. I can let them know, like, hey, you can do this, and it may help. It has tremendously deconstructed the program for me, and I can only give you, you know, guidance on that and hope that it can help, you know. Go back into the time when you were completely tore down. Go back to that time when that ex cheated on you, lied about it, went into your face and told you that you were the one in the wrong and that you were this and you were that and you're not worthless. That's not true. Go back to that time, that little kid that could not find the love from their mother. Go back and hug your mom and say, hey, I love you and I know that life is hard, because you're an adult now. And you can see those things. I never understood the hurt of my mom, the hurt of my dad, until I was an adult hurting my children with the lack of being there, the lack of communication, the lack of that love that they were seeking after, that hurt inner child that I had inside of me that couldn't love them enough. And then was seeking outside of myself. I have to do that often. No matter what the level of healing, I still go back and I still love those points in time to death. I might have to love it to death 20 fucking times, 20 fucking thousand times, but I will choose to love it to death. I won't choose to murder it. I won't choose to torture it, because it's tortured me. It's murdered my joy. So what I'm getting at is to love and to walk into love and to walk in that light is to hold your arms wide open to the hurt. That's why I always say, know that pain. That pain is important. That pain is teaching you unconditionally loving yourself to therefore unconditionally love others. How you know is right, because you know it's not right. The hate is not right. That anger is not right. It's easy. It's fucking easy. Those things are easy. I lived in those things for so long, and you can manifest hell on earth. You can legitimately manifest that pain into real life. You manifest that pain into real life, and you manifest that pain in the pain body. My kidneys were so sad. My right kidney, after all these years of the abuse that I had done to myself, after all the years of abuse that I had taken on from others, from the ripe age of seventh grade. You know, I know people that deal with their pain and stuff at a way younger age that it starts happening to them. You know, my pain, the abuse started for me at 5 years old, probably even before five, but my remembrance of the abuse started at five. So I have held on to pain body after pain body after a painful memory, living in the past is not to be present and not into the now. And so I have created I am a master manifester, and so I had created a hell on earth, a hell within, and I had kept manifesting these people into my life in adulthood that were exact replicas of the pain I had endured my entire life, that I had allowed in my entire life. So to be able to tell people, love your past hurts and hang-ups and traumas to death. Love them so much that they have no other choice but to die away into that abyss of love, because you are processing, you are transmuting, you are burning the cords, not cutting the cords. I've learned that burning the cords ensures that it floats off into the wind, and that energy that was put into that cord can now be released also. So you're not only releasing yourself, but you're releasing that energy back in without just a cut. Just a cut, it can heal. A cut can be tied, bound back together. But to burn it means to ashes, dust to dust. It no longer serves a purpose or holds a key or a tool in your life. It taught you what it needed to. That pain resided long enough. It's time to turn and walk away from all the good work you're doing, or that you had done. It's time to no longer absorb it and no longer think you need it. You don't need it. You don't need it. You learned from it. I'm so blessed to be able to sit and talk into this device and share with you all the news of what the teachings are, the teachings that you get from the books, that you get from life coaches and things like that, is to live in the now and to love, to live, to love, and to laugh. No, but those are the things, you know. You laugh enough, that's medicine. Laughing for me has kept me out of some of the darkest times that I did not want to sit in. It's a beautiful thing to laugh out of the pain, to laugh out of the sadness, to spark one little thought of something humorous and to laugh about it, and to pull yourself out of a sadness or a sickness by just a laugh, by just a hug. There are things in this world that are to take that pain and transform it. That is yourself, to see the light, to see the love, to see the joy, to see the beauty through that pain, to say that pain taught me this, that pain taught me that. I sat in it for so long, it taught me I never wanted to sit in it again. I can guarantee you that. I can guarantee you that once you're fed up, you will do the work. Whether it's with plant medicine or just to go within, because you are the medicine. I'm healing myself, and I'm utilizing the tools around me, the keys around me, the keys of life, the keys to the better foundation. It's all around you. It's about opening up your third eye and opening up that intuition. Because I can tell you, I don't know shit about fuck, and I just do things because I am led to do them. I need to write more. I need to do these things more. But it's just so crazy because I'm led to do things. I'm led to say things. I'm led to people. I'm led to places. I'm led to times. I'm led internally to back to places, back to times, to do work then and time travel then, and to fix and use the tools that I've been given today to time travel back in time to fix the program, to make updates to the program, to love the program when it was at its lowest key point, to rise back up into the program of the now. And I'm working that every day. And you guys, you can do these things. You are never too gone, too low, too high to be put into a place of the no. Be in the no, the K-N-O-W, not the no. Don't tell yourself no. You are and you will. The more I told myself when I was living in my own built hell, the more I told myself all those negative thoughts and those negative things that were happening to me were real. Well, they were real because they were happening to me, but and around me. But they weren't me. Those things weren't happening because of me. It really, legitimately was, and I could point that out. I could say, this is not me. This is because of them. They're doing this. Why am I allowing it? And when you start to realize that, you have to take your fucking power back. You have to say yes, no, right, wrong, or indifferent. You have to do those things. And if someone tells you, oh, well, never mind, you don't need to do this, or they put that hand up to you, okay, and walk away. I'm no longer a fighter for someone that no longer that says no. I don't. No, thank you. No, if you tell me no, thank you when I've offered something, or if you, I know a boundary now too. And so, my thing is to utilize these tools, go back in time, set those boundaries, set those, redo that program. You know, people had their agendas. They had their program, you know, constructed by their hurts and the things that happened to them. So you have to remember that in your times of growth. That's what this is a chance for you to grow and overcome and work through those trials and tribulations, to be that time traveler for that inner child, to go back and tell that child, because if you don't go back and love that baby that didn't get the love or that got a hurt, or go back to that teenager that was just reaching out to her parents for love and couldn't find it, so ran into the arms of anyone or any person that would just talk to them, made toxic friendships built out of, you know, your pain friendships, and that which would just create more of a pain body, which would create more of a hell on earth. And then you would sit in those things with someone else, and two people working on hell on earth is manifesting way quicker than one person. So, you know, to sit back and observe now and to see those things and to know those things, I just want to guide everyone into that, to that pause, that quick, hold on, let me check this, that, and the other before I assume that this is mine, to my burden to bear, my burden to carry. It's my hurt. It's this or it's that. Well, if that's the case, then do the work to figure out where it came from and what's causing it. Or I will tell you, you will find it. And it's up to you to do the work when you find what's causing it, to relieve it. To give it back to the universe and say, hey, I don't need this anymore. Can you maybe take this and go ahead and recycle and use it for what you see fit? Put it into a lesson for someone else. Put it into to maybe someone else can overcome this lesson how I didn't. And they can utilize the tools that I'm hopefully throwing in there with it. I hope to throw in my energy into these lessons for people, that you don't have to hold on to these lessons. Let them teach you. Don't hold on to them and keep recycling them. Give it to the universe. Burn that cord. Burn that tie. Give it to the universe. And let the universe and let Creator do with what they will. That's not yours no more. You processed it. process and elimination, motherfuckers. I process it, so it's eliminated, okay? That's what I said. I love you guys so much, and I want everyone to do the work. I want everyone to heal. I want everyone to feel the divine love from Creator. I want you to feel the love that I feel. I want to give that love to you all so you know what you deserve. I want you to see the love that has been showered over me. It's just that pure divine golden light from source that comes straight from above, penetrates you right at the top of your head into your, all the way down throughout your entire body. Your being is completely engulfed in it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to have the tools to call upon the higher dimensions, to call out to the frequencies and that vibration that you're in and say, hey, I'm getting a little low. Could you refill me? And then to go back into a place and time that you felt so loved and you felt just that. It's not always about going back to that hurt and trying to deconstruct it. Sometimes when you've done a lot of work and you've just kind of felt like you were purging and healing at the same time, sometimes it is absolutely okay to stop sitting in that pain and stop sitting in the things that's going to teach you and start being taught by the love. It's okay to pull yourself out of that pain teaching and to pull yourself into the love teaching and to sit in that pure, unconditional, divine love that you're of you, because you're doing the work to heal you. So you've had to sit in that pain. You know, I sat in it for 3 days just a couple weeks ago. And I sit in a pain body or a pain memory and a pain cycle and a replay pattern. I sat in it and was like, oh, poor pitiful me and all these things. And it's like, when I finally was able to pull myself out of that and say, hey, listen here, ego, next time I'm going through something and my spirit's down, how about instead of being the mean girl, you flip on a light and say, hey, instead of sitting down there in the corner being sad, why don't you turn the light on and sit in some love for a little bit? And once I did that, and I sat in that know of the love and that divine guidance, and I let my intuition do some work within, it felt good. It felt like magic, and that's the magic that you are, to be able to take yourself and become pure gold, baby. Be that the alchemist. Did I say that right? Probably not. It's alchemy, baby. It's pure divine alchemy, and I am grateful for my teachers throughout my life that have taught me that those teachings of pain and love and pain prepared me for today. And let me tell you, you need to mantra. Divine timing is always working in my favor, because once you know that the divine timing is working for you, you sit back and do the fucking work. Hey, the universe is gonna fill my energy, gonna fill my shift. My angels, my guides, my ancestors, they all looking down on me. Creator right now living inside of me saying, hey, thank you for letting me live. Thank you for bringing me back. Thank you for making me front and center in your life and creating your Zion, because that's what I'm here to do, baby. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to create heaven on earth. Maybe it's not going to be for you, or you, but it is for you, and you. Because what I create will put out that frequency of love, and just to be in the presence, just to be around, just to be in the know of what's going on, you can start to feel that pure energy, love, vibration. And I'm sending it out. Anytime you all are listening, my audience is listening to me, I'm speaking with pure love vibrations and frequency. And this is an unconditional place to be safe forever. I will do this because I want people to know that no matter what you have done, you are worthy of love. You are worthy of healing. do not trick yourself. Do not trick yourself. Do not kid yourself. It ain't tricking if you got it. I just had to. I don't know. Sorry. But don't kid yourself. You're all fucking worth it. Every single last one of you. It doesn't matter what you've done, what you've been through, who you've hurt, and who's hurt you. Those things are only teachers and here to help you step into your power. Step into your know and your now. Not to sit in that pain body and keep creating that hell. Because I'm going to tell you something. That shit that you're sitting in, that hell that you're living in, you're creating it. Your thoughts are creating it. Your feelings are creating it. That energy in motion is creating it. So create heaven. And I know it's hard. It's a battlefield of the mind. But start filling your mind up with different frequencies. Turn on your fucking YouTube or download you an app with some good meditation music. I tell you, when I was in one of the worst spots of my addiction, my very secretive addiction to very harsh substances that I was not utilizing the tool in it, rather using these substances to numb myself and create more of a sad space than a safe space. When I was doing those things, it was like I literally had the exact life I thought I did. It's so crazy because I knew I deserved so much. I'm this great person with this huge heart and I do so much for everyone and I'm always doing and poor me. But that poor pitiful me attitude right there, just those words I had been putting out into the universe heard me and was making it that way. Okay, well, if you're going to say it, then that's what you're going to get. Now that I know that spells, my words are spells and my consciousness is a magic, I utilize those two tools. I speak light and I speak love into me. I speak it into everything around me. I still have times where I'm like, fucking drive, you're going too slow. And then I'm like, oh, universe, I'm sorry. Creator, I'm sorry. And hey, person in front of me, keep driving. Keep being your Sunday driver. I like to Sunday drive too. So it's like whenever those things happen, I'm able to pull myself out of it and put myself back into a spot of love and realizing that the anger is so easy, the venom is so easy. And those are things that help me center and know that all those things are easy and it's going to come easy. But the things that are not coming easy, that are coming a little harder, are the things that are worthwhile and the things that are going to put you in a very good place. Do the divine work, you guys. Do the love work. This is a love revolution. Stepping into the love evolution. Oh, so silly. You guys, I'm so fucking silly. I'm just so full of fucking love right now. And it's the holiday season. And this is like the time of the year that I'm usually like, oh, whoa. And it's like, I don't even know how to live there anymore. I don't even know how to manifest from that kind of place anymore. I'm manifesting from a place of unconditional love and full of like health, like the abundance of health, the abundance of family, Ohana, strong wings. I rest on that Ohana strong wings. That's what we are. We are strong. We are family, you know. We are all one, riding on the back of the creator, the womb of the mother. How beautiful, how great it is to know that's where we are. That's where we're going. Traveling on a rock through the cosmos. A big blue and green rock. That's that. Get in that know. That green is your heart. That blue is your throat. Get in that know, that K-N-O-W. Speak your truths, live through your heart. Speak your truths and live through your hearts. That's what this planet's teaching you. It's going to give you every teaching to speak your truth and live through your heart. Be blue, be green. Do those things. That's what we're here to do. Learn the lessons, utilize the tools. Grow, grow, and grow. And be wise. Don't plant your tree around a garden full of Pharisees. Make sure you're gardening around people that have that divine white light inside of them, that hold the candle up to their dark, that live together. My dark and my light live as one union within. And that dark holds a very sacred space for me. And that light is that tunnel for the dark. And I'm grateful for the lessons I've learned and the teachings that now I can help with others to be a trigger, to be a mirror, to be divine love, to walk in my power is to walk in unconditional love, that to walk in how to that empathetic love to give to others. It's what I always said, you know, oh, I'm an empath. That's my curse. I'm so cursed. I'm just cursed. No, it's like, no, that was my biggest teacher because it put me in the path without boundaries. So when you're walking in your gift with no boundaries, that's like, ooh, you might want to be real careful about utilizing that power if you're not going to utilize the boundaries that go along with it, because power without boundaries is very limited. Very limited. Because then it's got to be balanced, because you don't have balance, it's going to fall apart. It will most definitely fall apart. And by falling apart, bitch, you going to fall apart. You about to just lose it all. You about to lose your mind. But yeah, you guys, thank you so much for sitting here with me, letting me just divinely speak to you guys and let Creator just know that, hey, I'm here to do the good work. I'm here to let everyone know, like, you're here to be pure love energy. You're here to take what's easy, that anger, that venom, that war, that hatred. You're here to take all the stuff that's easy and throw it away. Like, the easy shit can go to the side now. I would rather do the work to feel that reward, that gift. And that reward and that gift is that good feeling inside, that abundant health, that wealth that resides within. I am richer than most. My bank account does not match what people will say is rich or so fruitful, or however you say it when you're conditioned to think that money is happiness. I am so fucking, I am a fucking jackpot. I hit the jackpot when I started to heal. I hit the fucking jackpot when I was doing the work. I hit the fucking jackpot when I said to myself, baby, you are pure alchemy. You are the embodiment of lead into gold. And I did that work. I utilized the tools. I freed myself. I gave myself the keys. I gave myself the things I needed to hear to heal. I'm so lucky and I'm blessed. And so are you. If you're going through something, stop what you're doing and just think of one thing that holds a light space inside of you. One thing that holds something within that says you are love and you are light and you are pure divine energy. You are here to do the good work, not the bad. You are here to heal. You are not here to suffer. You were put here to learn. You were put here to become that wise teacher. You were put here to become a helper. Whatever that is, whatever that resonates with you, whatever that's speaking, find it. Find what you were put here for. I'm just here to be right now. I am here to sit still. 2020 taught me I am not in survival mode anymore. Some people have to go into safe mode. You know, your program goes into safe mode. Your computer goes into safe mode. Your computer goes into this mode. And this happens and this happens. But I'm here to tell you, you are here to heal. And then you are here to help. You are here to be a teacher. No matter what you're teaching, if you're still teaching the pain body, then you're going to be still in that. If you're teaching the love, the light, if you're teaching how to sit as a seed, let me tell you, sit as a seed for a little bit. Cover yourself in that dark. Tell me how much you love that light. Tell me how much that light resides within you. Set yourself up to be a seed. Plant yourself. Seed yourself. I can promise you one thing. You'll get watered from the ones around you. When you're being watered with the Pharisee water, you're going to be dirty from within. It won't feel the same. It won't be the same. It can't be the same. Have master gardeners around you when you become a seed. When you decide that's what you want, that's what you will get. When you decide to be the seed and to have the master gardener and the master carpenters, the ones that work with their hands, the ones that bring love through their hands. I've brought in love through my hands. I have been a survivor. I've worked and worked and worked and worked. And 2020 made me not have to work as much physically, not having to work that much. In the society's way of working, I'm doing work on myself. And for me, that's enough. Because the work I do on myself shows within my family, within my lineage, within my line that I have coming. And that's what I'm grateful for, you guys. Thank you so much for sitting with me and letting me speak to you and speak love into you. Because right now you're tuning in to a love frequency. And that's what I give you. I give you pure, unconditional love from my heart to sit with. Thank you guys so much for sitting with me. I am your local hood hippie extraordinaire. And I'm here to be a divine mirror for you. I'm here to let you sit and think about the love and get that venom and suck it the fuck out. Spit it. You don't need it. You don't deserve it. You deserve love. Those are the things that you sit in the know of. K-N-O-W. Know that. I love you guys so much. Thank you for coming and hanging out with me. Bye.